Let us bow our head and pray together.
主啊，来到你的殿中，来到你的家中，真是美好。
Lord, it's so wonderful that we enter your sanctuary.
感谢你赐给我们这个教会，我们可以在这里敬拜，敬拜你。
We thank you for you have given us this building that we can worship you.
我们在这里可以跟弟兄姐妹一起的成长。
We can grow together with each other.
学习彼此相爱。
We learn to love each other.
主，感谢你赐下这个圣日，我们可以再来到你的面前重新得力。
And we thank you for you have consecrated this day, this holy day, so that we can come and renew our strength.
求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
May the Holy Spirit work freely among us.
帮助我们在今天的敬拜里面能够了解你的心意。
Help us to understand you better through our worship today.
也愿你悦纳我们对线上对你的敬拜。
And may you also receive our worship.
求你纪念在我们中间出门远行的一些弟兄跟姐妹。
We pray that you will protect the footsteps for those brothers and sisters that are traveling.
有些回国探亲。
Some are returning in China.
有些是在这个 Spring Break 的时候带领家人出去旅行的。
Some are traveling, taking advantage of the Spring Break.
求你带领他们出入的平安。
May you protect all their footsteps.
我们中间也有在寻求主你的带领的。
There are also people that are seeking your guidance.
不管是学校的选择，是工作的选择或者是正在职场上面寻找工作的。
In various aspects of their lives, choosing their schools, finding jobs, and so on.
求你为他们开路，也给他们一个智慧的心，能够做选择。
May you grant them your spiritual gift, your spiritual wisdom, and guide them.
最重要的，求你带领我们在今天在你的话语里面得建造。
Above all, edify us through your word today.
把你的爱彰显在我们当中。
Manifest your love among us.
求圣灵给我们一颗愿意倾听的耳跟受教的心来聆听你的话语。
Open our hearts and our ears so that we could receive your word clearly.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Sisters and brothers, good morning.
我想我们都是华人，大部分的我们都是华人。
Most of us are, many of us are from China. We are Chinese.
Chinese race.
Ethnically.
不管你在哪里长大，我们都知道，都听说过长城。
I'm sure no matter where you grew up, you all have heard of Great Wall.
我想有不少的人去过长城。
And perhaps many of you have been to Great Wall.
因为有一位伟大的领袖说，如果你不上长城，你就不算好汉。
Because there used to be a great leader that said, no one can be claimed a macho man without having been on the Great Wall.
所以连美国总统到了大陆访问也都要上长城去。
So even American President Nixon, when he visited China, he went on the Great Wall.
所以有一次我到北京去，我就叫了一个 taxi, 叫了一个计程车，叫他带我去长城。
So one time I went to Beijing and I called a taxi, I asked the taxi driver to take me to Great Wall.
他说：“先生，您是美国来的，是不是？”我说：“是啊。”
And he asked me and said, "Sir, you came from the United States, right?" I said, "Yes."
他说：“那您是要去克林顿上的长城呢，还是要去布希总统上的长城呢，还是要去第三段长城
？”So he asked me, "Do you want to go to, the part that Clinton had been on, or Bush, or,
The third section.
Or the third section.
我说还有三段啊。
I said, well, is there a third section?
他说克林顿上的是慕田峪的， 不虚上的是居庸关的，那么中间第三段呢是在两个长城中间的。
So Clinton went on one side, Bush went on the other side, and there is a third section that's in between the two.
每一段价钱都不一样。
And the prices are different.
但是我今天要问一个大家一个问题，请问长城的起点是什么？
So I want to ask you a question. Do you know where Great Wall started? Where the starting point is?
这个题目听起来好像是要考大家地理学。
So it's like I'm giving you a quiz on geology.
或者是人类考古学。
Or anthropology.
其实那个答案并不是在，答案并不是甘肃的玉门关，或者是北京的居庸关。
So actually, the answer is not either it's not in Gansu or someplace near Beijing.
长城的起点就是一块石头。
And the beginning point of Great Wall is just one stone.
所有伟大的建筑，不管是长城也好，是皇上住的宫殿也好，它的起点都是一块石头。
All great buildings started with one stone.
我们的教会虽然比不上长城那么壮阔，
Though our church, this building is not as glamorous as Great Wall.
但是请容我说，教会要比长城更为宝贵。
But let me say this, I believe the church, no matter what the building is, it is more precious than Great Wall.
为什么？
Why?
因为长城是历史，长城是过去式，长城是死的。
Because Great Wall is in the past, is part of the history, is already dead.
但教会是活的。
But church is living.
因为教会是神的家，是神的宫殿，神住在这里。教会里面的石头，像我们刚刚所读的圣经，都是活的。
For church is the household of God. God lives in here, and all the stones, every one of us is living.
教会因为是活的，所以它必须要不断的新陈代谢，它能够长大，能够茁壮。
So because it's living, it can continue to renew itself, can continue to grow.
那么这些活的石头呢，就是你，就是我，就是在你前前后后左右的弟兄姐妹。
And all these living stones are you, me.And everyone among us.
既然我们都是活的石头
Sisters,
那么我们活的石头可以握手吧。
So, because we are living stones, so we can shake hands with each other.
看看你前后左右的活石头。
So, you can look around and shake hands with each other.
如果有不认识的，欢迎他。
And
我好像看到好几个新的面孔。
If you see someone that you don't recognize, welcome them.
所以刚刚问了一个长城的问题，现在我要请问大家第二个问题。
So I want to ask you the second question.
那么这个第二个问题呢，可能是来教会有一阵子人才能够答的。
And perhaps this is a question to those who have been here for a while, who have been attending this church for a while.
我请问大家，你为什么每个礼拜天要到这个教会里面来？风雪无阻地来到这个教会。
Why do you come to this church every Sunday, rain or shine, snow or no, or not?
也许很多人像我一样说，哎，我反正习惯了嘛。
And perhaps you said, well, it has become a habit.
习惯成自然，我也很久没去想，没去算一下，我来教会到底要付出多大的时间跟代价。
And because it's become a habit, so.It's natural for me. I don't even count the number of hours or whatever effort that I need to make to come to this church on Sundays. So I just took some time to do some calculation last night.
本教会从1992年开始聚会。
Our church, we started having a regular Sunday worship in 1992, this church.
到目前大概18年了。
So it's been about 18 years.
所以我用52个礼拜减掉大概2个礼拜出城啦， 然后其中18年来终于今年1月份我们教会因为大风雪 shut down 了第一次。
So roughly, every year I probably come to the church about 52 Sundays, taking away maybe a couple Sundays that I go out of town. And so 18 years.
所以50乘18刚好是900个礼拜天。
So 50 times 18, that gives me 900 Sundays.
每个礼拜天我大概在这儿待起码5个钟头。
And every Sunday I spend at least 5 hours at this church.
所以算一算总共花了4500个小时。
So I spend 4500 hours in this building.
不得了，我大概可以写100篇 paper.
I think with 4500 hours I can probably write 100 papers. Is that?
Yeah, yeah. Mass production.
Well, your paper must be easy. But think about it. You have all the convenient media, internet, TV, and so on.
什么东西都变成医化，对不对？
And you can,
前面加个医，是不是？
Yeah, you can do e whatever.
那我们为什么不来一个e教会呢？
So we can have e church.
对不对？在家里面看电视，或者是上网看这个主日崇拜，跟着他们一起崇拜，对不对？不是很有效率吗？你又不要开车，风雪没关系。
So you can stay home and go to e church. You don't have to worry about snow. You don't have to worry about rain or whatever. You don't even have to drive or get out of your house. So convenient. You can go to e church on the internet.
还有那些在上面讲话，在上面那个讲道的、这个分享的那些讲员，都还有些来头的啦，都不是这个名不见经传。
And besides, those who are preaching on the internet or on TV, these are all famous preachers, famous ministers.
对不对？然后我看这个讲员，我看不顺眼，或者他讲到我不喜欢，或者他讲的题目不太适合我的需要，哎，马上换一台就好了。
So, and if I do not like a particular preacher, I can switch the station, I can change to another one.
这样的教会不是很好吗？
But isn't that nice to have that? That would be a nice church to go to if that is a church.
也许你会说，哎，我来教会，我让孩子有 social 的机会啊。
But then you may say, well, actually, I come to church because my children would have opportunities to socialize with other kids.
啊，或者是我们来这个教会，我们每个中午都有吃饭啊，我不必在家煮啊。
Or I can conveniently have lunch here.
或者是你像我一样，还要留到下午打球嘞。
Or like me, I stay on to play sports.
但是这些的功能都可以被社会其他的团体、其他的兴趣小组或者是社团来取代。
But all these functions can be replaced by other social groups functions.
所以我不晓得你，但是对我来说。
So I don't know about you, but to me.
对我来说，这些跟别的弟兄姐妹互动，这些东西都是吸引我来教会的原因。
But to me, all these interactions with sisters and brothers are reasons that attracted me to come into this church.
但其中最重要的是我来到神的家里面来敬拜神。
But most of all, the most important reason that I come to church is that I come to the house of God.To worship him.
而且我和神家里的弟兄姐妹彼此有团契，有相交。
And I fellowship, interact with members of God's household.
因为这个相交是互相帮助、互相影响的意思，不是吃的相交。
And these interactions mean that we can help each other, we can influence each other.
为什么我们需要相交？
And why do we interact with each other? Why do we fellowship with each other?
因为我们都是活的石头。
Because we are living stones.
我们每一块石头被摆在一起，我们就影响到你旁边的那块石头。
Because when we put all these living stones together, each one affects the other, another one.
所以我们再来看一下我们今天早上刚刚读的彼得前书第二章。四到五节，如果后面的弟兄能够找到彼得前书第二章四到五节，帮我找一下。
So if we can read the scripture that we read earlier, once again, in 1 Peter chapter 2, 4, verse 5, 4 to 5.
好，我们来看啊，说主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主的面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所喜悦的灵祭。请念一下英文。
As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
另外一段经文在以弗所书二章，也是我们刚刚所念的，讲得更加的清楚。
But if we go to another passage in the scripture, that is Ephesians chapter 2, 19 to 22, and that gives you even more, even clearer illustration.
我来念一下，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。英文。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 Consequently you are no longer foreigners and aliens but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives.By His Spirit.
好，我们在这边看得非常的清楚。
So you can see, the Scripture tell us very clearly.
这两段经文非常的宝贵。
And these are precious passages in the Bible.
经文告诉我们说，你们是神家里的人。
The Scripture tells us that you are members of God's household.
你再也不是在外面的人或是客人。
You are no longer foreigners or aliens.
你是神自己家里的。
You are members of God's household.
所以这里就是你的家。
So this is your house.
教会的外表虽然是建筑物。
On the outside, the church is just a building.
但是教会的实质，教会真正的内在的东西，是每一个成员，是每一块的活石。
But the content and substance of every church is.Every single member, every living stone.
而且是先从主耶稣这块最重要的房角石开始做根基盖起来的。
And starting from Jesus, who is the most important cornerstone as the foundation of the church.
一块一块的盖起来，到最后就成了一个灵宫，一个宫殿，一个属灵的宫殿。
So when you stack all these living stones together, then it becomes a spiritual temple.
你看最后这句话说，神要住在这个宫殿里面。
And God will live in this temple.
而且在这宫殿里面的每一块石头，就好像每一个不同的房间一样。
And in this temple, different stones, every stone will become like a room in the building.
他说各房要靠谁联络
And so they are joined together through Jesus Christ.
靠着耶稣基督联络得合适
They are joined together through Jesus Christ.
如果你能够翻到以弗所书的第四章第十六节
If you can turn to Ephesians chapter 4,
更加的清楚
chapter 4 verse 6, that's even better.
他说全身都靠他联络得合适百节各按其职照着个体的功能 彼此相助，便叫基督的身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So in Ephesians chapter 4, he said all will be 4:16, it says all will be from him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
因为弟兄找到了，因为我这段不是在要念的经文里面，所以花一点时间找到，但我们可以看到。
So we can see on the screen.
所以这段话说，我们不但各个房间，我们每块活石不但是神灵宫里面的各个房间，我们好像也就是神身体的一部分。
So every corner, every living stone is not just a room, but it's a part of the house.
每一块活石都是身体的一部分。这个身体是活的，因为主是活的。
Actually, every stone is a part of the body, is a ligament, and because the body is living, therefore every part, all these ligaments are alive.
所以我们要像每一个人身上的器官一样，要合作无间，你这个身体才能够正常的运作，
so,
正常的成长。
Each one of us will be like an organ in the body.And all these organs must work together properly so that the body can function.
但是我们要从一对从夫妇一对夫妇开始的这样小家庭，要进到这个属灵的大家庭教会，要跟这么多个性、做事情方式都完全不一样的弟兄姐妹在一起相处，确实不太容易。
But realistically, we from our own family, a couple, for example, with maybe a few children, and we enter this big family, we need to get along with all the sisters and brothers with different personalities, different attributes. We need to work together. This is not that easy.
难免有时候我们会有摩擦。
I'm sure there will be conflicts, frictions.
就像我们的身体有时候也会受伤。或者是哪一个部位会生病。
And just like our physical body can be hurt or injured or sometimes we become ill.
那怎么办呢？
So then, what do we do?
刚刚我们念的最后一句以弗所书第四章十六节最后一句，弟兄如果能够秀出来的话。
So in the last sentence that we read in Ephesians 4:16.
他说你要在爱中建立自己。
So you grow and build yourself up in love.
这边的 itself 指的是教会的整体，这个大的身体。
So itself refers to the entire church.
当然也包括里面每一个身体的器官。
And that also includes every part in the body.
这些身体的各个部分都是靠着耶稣基督把它连接在一起，就好像我们人手上的关节一样，这边英文讲的 ligament.
So all these parts are connected together through these ligaments.
所以说百节靠着它联络得合适。
So all parts are connected through Jesus Christ.So that they can function properly.
所以今天我们这些每一颗活石是靠着耶稣基督的爱和耶稣基督的教导把我们连接在一起。
So it is only through Jesus' love and his teaching that keep us together.
有一次我跑到一个教会去访问。
One time I went to visit a church.
那是我第一次到那个教会，也不太认识那个牧师。
For the first time,that I visited that church and I didn't really know the pastor.
他带我走了一下他的教会的 building.
And he showed me around their building.
然后我就说，请问你们教会有多大？
And I asked him, how big is your church?
所以我原来预计他大概告诉我说，数人头的话，我们教会有多少个大人小孩等等。
So I thought he was going to tell me how many members, how many adults, how many children.
但他说一个教会的祷告会有多少人就代表那个教会有多大。
But then, surprisingly, he told me that, well, the church is numbered by, the number of people that attend the prayer meeting. So, whatever number that you have that attends the prayer meeting regularly, that's the size of your church.
我觉得这是一个蛮有洞察力的看法。
So I thought that was a very insightful answer to the question.
如果用这个公式来计算我们教会的话，那我们教会真的很弱小。
So if we use that formula to calculate, to evaluate the size of our church, then we have a very, very small church.
所以我在这里恳请大家的支持。
So I ask you to come to the prayer meeting.
请你来教来祷告会，或请你回来祷告会。
Please come to the prayer meeting or return to the prayer meeting.
因为祷告会不是只有做执事的才来参加，不是因为你的 title， 你必须要做这个事情。
Because the prayer meeting is not attended by the privileged few, by your
job title. 教会祷告会是教会的发电厂。
Because the prayer meeting is really the powerhouse of a church, the generator.
也有人说过，你的教你的爱有多大，你的教会就有多大。
And some also said, your church is measured by the extent of your love.
没有错，因为爱才是吸引人长期能够来到教会的原因。
Indeed, that love is the real reason that can attract people to continuously come into a church.
爱才是一个教会最大的资产。
Love is the most important asset of a church.
爱是神所用的水泥，把我们这些活的石头都连接在一起。
Love is like the cement that God uses to seal, to cement all these living stones together.
把我们连接在一起，成为他属灵的宫殿。
Putting us all together so that it becomes a spiritual house.
所以爱不是只有在人的面前做出来的。
So love is not something that is just done in front of people.
爱也不是只有礼拜天才出现。
Neither is it done on Sunday only.
虽然我刚刚说过我们祷告会人数比较稀少。
Although I said that we have only few people attending prayer meetings.
但是我真的还是感觉到我们确实是一个蛮蒙福的教会。
But I really feel that we are a very blessed church.
因为我们仍然有很多爱的见证在我们中间。
Because I have witnessed many good testimonies of love among us.
这些爱的见证就好像云彩一样围绕着我们。
These testimonies are like the clouds surrounding us.
比如说，我们现在正在坐在这里听到。
For example, right now we're here listening to Mr. Wei preaching.
但是你可以算一算，有多少的弟兄姐妹在楼下，在 toddler room， 在后面的婴儿房看孩子。
But you can think about it. There are a lot of people taking care of children, taking care of toddlers, taking care of various functions as we worship now.
而且里面有一些弟兄或姐妹，他们的小孩早就长大了。
And some that are taking care of the toddler or children
or Sunday school.
Or Sunday school downstairs, their own children are already grown up.
但他们仍然在服侍。
But they continue to serve.
因为他们爱这个教会。
Because they love this church.
然后我们每个礼拜天吃的午餐已经进行了大概有五六年了。
Also, we know that it's been 5-6 years since we started our Sunday lunch.
它已经成为我们南湾华人教会的一个特色。
So it has become a character of our church.
我们的午餐 的我们的午餐也是要自养自立自传啊，三自啊。
So the lunch needs to be self-supported, self-sufficient, and self-assisted.
所以前一阵子我老王告诉我说，我们的午餐这个亏空了快200块，叫我赶快上台报告。
So some time ago, Brother Wang told me that financially our lunch budget is coming short, has a shortfall, and he wanted me to make an announcement.
当天报告完了，下午就已经收到快200块。
So I made an announcement, and that day we received $200. That was exactly the shortfall that we had.
所以多年来我们很 enjoy 这个午餐。
So all these years we enjoy the lunch fellowship.
因为它好吃又方便，但最重要的是给我们弟兄姐妹有一个团契的机会。
The food is good. Well, it's not bad. And it's convenient, and also gives us good opportunities to fellowship with each other.
所以今天好像有很多新面孔，客人来，我们欢迎你们留下来吃。
So I see many new faces today. I really sincerely welcome you to stay and have lunch with us.
但是为了这个每个礼拜的午餐，你想想看，有好多的弟兄甚至姐妹为这个午餐花上很多很多的时间跟精力。
But to keep this lunch fellowship going, you think about it, we need a lot of work, a lot of sisters and brothers that are working behind the scenes.
等一下马上就会有人去淘米煮饭煮茶煮咖啡。
So right after the service, someone would have to go downstairs to start cooking rice and making coffee, and making boiling hot water to make tea.
还要到餐馆去拿菜。
And some would have to go to the restaurant to pick up the food.
吃完了以后大家拍拍屁股走了。
And
他们还要洗盘子倒垃圾。
So after the meal, most of people just leave, but then these brothers and sisters, mostly brothers, they stay behind, wash dishes, and take out the trash.
而且最重要的是有几家餐馆，弟兄姐妹开的餐馆，他们长期的用低于成本的价格卖给我们。说是卖给我们，事实上是奉献给我们。
And very importantly, there are a few restaurants that regularly, for a long time, they provided food at a price below their cost. It's basically their offering to the church.
对，这都是爱。
And these are all reflections of love.
所以你吃的时候你要珍惜，不要像他的挑三拣四的。
So,Just be grateful when you have food.
嫌菜不好。
Don't be like me. Yeah.
那有时候呢，我看到有时候小孩子拿了一大堆菜吃不完就丢掉。
So sometimes I see young children, little kids, they took a lot of food on their plates, but then they couldn't finish, so they threw away.
所以我觉得我们的家长应该多多的教导你的孩子。
So I hope the parents would remind their children to.Take only what they could eat.
因为这跟在外面餐厅吃饭是不一样。
Because this is different from eating outside in other restaurants.
今天我们吃完饭以后，也希望有更多的人留下来帮忙收椅子、清理。
And I hope that after lunch today, we'll have more brothers and sisters help cleaning up and putting the tables and chairs back.
更希望有一些姐妹也去帮忙黄一芳洗盘子。
And I never did. Maybe more sisters would be willing to wash dishes.
所以这些都是爱的见证。
So these are testimonies of love.
爱是每一个人都需要的，也想要有的。
And everyone longs for love. Everyone needs love.
但是爱也是最难做到，最难学的。
But that's the hardest thing to do, and it's the hardest thing to learn too.
老一点的基督徒都知道，在哥林多前书第13章讲到爱。
And I'm sure most Christians are very familiar with First Corinthians chapter 13. That's the sort of the psalm of love.
那么有好几首歌都把这个爱的真谛做成不同曲调的歌。
Many hymns have been composed based on this passage in Corinthians chapter 13.
像有一首歌叫做他们叫做爱的真谛，什么黄一芳你会不会唱？
不会唱。
来，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。
Yeah.
来。
Okay.
我以为我会唱，怎么这现在想要唱不出来了。
Yeah, I thought I could sing that melody, but suddenly I couldn't.
爱是恒久忍耐，这是第一句啊。爱是恒久忍耐，不又有恩慈，
yeah.
对不对？爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，这样一直下去。
And so the song started with the First Corinthians verse.
很多人都会唱。
Yeah, love is patience. Love is.
但最后一句是什么
？Kind.Love is patience, love is kind. But then, what is the last of this love?
爱是永不止息。
And it says, love never fails. It never ceases.
爱是永不止息。
It does not cease. It never fails.
同样的，在这哥林多前书13:13也说，信、望、爱三样当中最大的恩赐是什么？
So in chapter 13, verse 13, it says, now there is faith, hope, and love, and among them all, the greatest is love.
最大的是爱。
The greatest is love.
没有错，因为爱最难做到。
True, love is the hardest thing to do.
因为有几个人能够像耶稣所说的。
You can think about how many people can do like what Jesus did.
你要为逼迫你的人、伤害你的人祷告。
You pray for those who persecute you or hurt you.
所以难怪耶稣基督复活以后，他曾经向他的大弟子啊，这个门徒的首领彼得显现。
So after Jesus was persecuted.He appeared to his disciple, and among them, he appeared to Peter, his closest.
很有名的，耶稣问了彼得同样的问题，问了三次。
And we know that Jesus asked Peter the same question 3 times.
你们记得什么问题？
Do you remember what that question was?
记得举手。
So, if you remember, raise your hand.
你想想看，彼得跟了耶稣基督3.5年的时间，而且是12个使徒里面的带头的。
So Peter followed Jesus 3.5 years, full 3.5 years, and he was like the leader among all the disciples.
但是耶稣却要问他同样的问题，问了三次。
But Jesus asked him the very same question 3 times.
耶稣问他说：“你爱我吗？”
Jesus asked him.Do you love me?
耶稣没有问彼得说，你要怎么样服侍教会啊？你缺少哪一项恩赐我可以给你啊？
Jesus did not ask Peter how he would serve the church. He did not ask whether Peter needed any gifts so that he can serve the church better.
相反的，耶稣问彼得最根本的问题。
On the contrary, Jesus asked Peter the most fundamental question.
你真的爱我吗？
Do you truly love me?
因为没有爱，服侍主的工作是做不下去，做不长久。
For without love, one cannot last. One cannot serve the Lord long. One cannot do much.
没有爱，做出来的都是在人面前的。
Without love, all we do is just superficial before the eyes of others.
没有爱，你做出来的都只有礼拜天让人家看得到。
And without love, we can only do it on Sundays.
所以爱需要学习，需要操练。
So we need to learn. We need to put in practice.
我们可以从别人的见证、别人的榜样来学习。
We can learn from others as our role model, we can learn from the testimonies that we hear.
我们也可以从圣经里面有很多的榜样来学习。
We can also learn from the scripture, which has a lot of role models for us to follow.
从神自己的话里面来学习。
And we can learn from God's own words.
爱就好像一个燃烧的火炉。
And love is, I might say, like a furnace.
你远远的就可以感觉到那个热的力量。
And you can feel the heat that's emitting from the furnace.
所以爱就好像一堆柴火放在那。
Like you put a lot of charcoals together.
柴越多就烧得越旺。
The more charcoals, the more woods that you put in the fire, and the fire would grow even more.
我们学习爱是这样。
And so that's how we learn how to love.
我们就好像那每一块炭火一样。
And just like each one of us is like a piece of charcoal.
当你被放在那个火炉里面，就被别的炭火把你烧起来，
when,
你也去烧到别人。
When you are placed in the fire, you are just like all the others, and you are burning with others.
那个爱就越烧越大，那个能量就越大，越来越大。
And so there will be no more, and the fire grows more and more vivid and there is more energy in the fire.
所以我们刚刚念过的一段经文是彼得前书第四章八到十节，我们一起来看。
So First Peter chapter 4 verse 4 to 8 verse 8 to 10, the scripture that we just read, we can read it again.
彼得前书四章八到十节说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 4 we read, above all, love each other deeplyBecause love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms.
谁家里面没有闹意见吵架的时候？
So, if you think about it, each family has bickering.Each family has infighting.
谁的家里面没有见过流泪受伤的时候？
And each family has family members being hurt and sobbing.
神的家也是一样。
And it holds the same. It's true also for the family of God.
这段经文第一句说爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
In the scripture that we just read, it started out by saying, love covers a multitude of sins.
这句话是从箴言第十章第十二节它的下半句揭露下来的。
It's actually taken from Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12, the second part of that scripture.
箴言十章十二节它的原文是这个样子。
So in Proverbs 10:12, it reads like this.
恨能够挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
It says hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrongs.
所以大家注意这个遮掩这个字，英文是 cover， 但是不是 cover up。
But this cover is not meant to say cover up.
遮掩不是告诉我们不分对错，不分是非，一味的去姑息，去包庇。
It does not mean that we should not make any discernment. We cover up everything. We appease all these sins.
乃是要我们能够担待，能够 包容，能够替弟兄姐妹遮丑。
Rather, it's like taking it up upon your own shoulder and be patient and embracing, accepting, and cover the ugly side of the brothers and sisters.
好像主的宝血在神面前遮掩我们所有的过犯一样。
Just like the holy blood of Jesus Christ covering our sins before God.
神既然饶恕了我们，我们也要饶恕得罪我们的弟兄或姐妹。
Since God has forgiven us, forgiven our sins, in the same way we must also forgive those who have sinned against us.
第九节甚至说，你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此的服侍。
And in verse 9 it says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. And each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others.
有一位弟兄现在已经回国。
And one of the brothers is now back in China visiting his family.
他在走的时候，这个弟兄每个礼拜天离开教会以前，他一定做一件事。
And I know that this brother faithfully does one thing every Sunday.
他一定去看门跟窗有没有锁好。
Before he leaves, he always checks on every window, every door to make sure everyone is locked.
然后他因为要回国了，他还特别交代我，叫我去替他做这件事情。
So before he left, he told me that I must check on every window and every door to make sure they are closed and locked.
另外一件事情。
Another thing.
有过去这半年有一个礼拜天的晚上，我发现我忘了一个东西在教会，我没拿回家，我就晚上赶过来。
Sometime ago, on a Sunday evening.I realized that I had left something in the church. I forgot to bring home. So I came back to the church.
拿了东西走到 parking lot, 正要开进去开车，天很黑。
So after I pick up the thing that I had forgotten, I came out of the church, I entered my car, and I was about to start my car.
然后就看到一辆车，车灯就朝着我这样子一直过来。
And then I saw a car coming straight at me.
但是我心里有点发毛，说是不是有人要干什么坏事儿。
And I was a little concerned. I thought maybe this car is coming to me for no good reason.
穷教授
or try to rob me.
结果那个人一跳出来，车子打开一窗，哦，我一看，哦，原来是我们自己人。
So then the car stopped and then.The door opened, came out someone that I recognize is one of our brothers.
我说天这么冷，外面下着雪，天黑黑的，礼拜天晚上你再跑回来教会干什么？
So I was wondering, so I asked him, why did you come back? It's dark and cold now.
他说我要去垃圾箱。
He said, I'm going to the dumpster.
The trash dumpster.我说你到垃圾箱干嘛呀？
I said, what do you want to go? What are you trying to do?
他就把车子开过去。
So he drove his car right next to the dumpster and opened his trunk.
然后把那个 dumpster 里面所有的纸盒子还有那种大的东西没有装在塑胶袋里面的垃圾放到他的车上去。
He picked up all the big paper boxes and all those things that are not put in a trash bag.
因为他知道我们的垃圾公司只收装在塑胶袋里面的脏东西。
Because
塑胶袋以外的绝不拿走。
He knows our contract with the trash removal company is that we have to put everything in a trash bag for them to pick up. They don't pick up anything that is not bagged.
我相信这不是他第一次做这种 recycling.
And I'm sure this was not the first time he did this recycling.
这是一个很小的事情。
You may think that it's a small matter.
如果我那天没看到，大概也只有神知道。
And if I had not seen it, I think only God knows that he has been doing this.
这个弟兄没有教过主日学。
He never taught Sunday school classes.
也不当没当过执事。
He was not a, he's never been a deacon.
他来教会大概也没有像我这么久。
And it's not like he has been at this church for a long time like Mr. Wei.
但那就是一个好的管家。
But that's a good steward for the church.
那就是用一个用他的恩赐来服侍这个教会。
He used his gift and served the Lord.
神看的不是你听到听了几年。
God does not care whether you have been to a church and listening to his word for a long time or for a short time.
神看你也不是看你神学懂了多少。
And he does not care whether you understand theology well or not well.
神看重的是你行了多少你听过的道。
What God cares is whether you have practiced what you have learned from him.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So sisters and brothers.
刚刚我们说爱最后一句，爱的真谛最后一句。特别强调爱是永不止息。
So the last sentence that we read from the passage is God. Love never fails. It does not cease.
约翰一书说神就是爱，我们爱因为神先爱我们。
In 1 John, the Apostle John, Disciple John said, God is love. We love because God first loved us.
当我每次看到有 这些爱的见证的时候，我就知道神住在我们中间。
So every time I see, I witnessed these examples, these testimonies of love in our church, I know that God lives among us. God's love is among us.
神呢，强韧有力的爱就把我们这些活石联系得更加的紧密。
That relentless love of God really grew us together.
这样子神的家神的宫殿就能够建造得更加的坚固。
So that his church, his temple, his palace can be built more formidably.
我知道也许你曾经在这个教会里面受过伤。
I know that perhaps you have felt hurt in this church, in this family of God.
也许这个家里面的人让你失望过。
Perhaps some people have disappointed you.
但是今天让我们来到爱的源头，这个神的面前。
But today, let us all return to the source of love.
让我们一起来向他呼求。
To the God that we worship, let us all come before him and cry out to him.
求神给我们一个更大的爱，一个更宽广的心。
And pray that he would give us a greater love and bigger heart.
帮助我们从这些受伤，从这些失望里面再站起来。
So that we can stand up again, we can rise up again from the past experience, the experience of being hurt, of disappointment.
也帮助我们能够学习今天所说的，今天经文告诉我们。彼此切实相爱，彼此服侍。
And so that we can also help each other, love each other, and serve each other.
在我们中间也许还有一些是还没有信主的追求者。
And perhaps among us there are some seekers that have not made the decision to follow Christ.
今天我也愿意邀请你。
I would also like to invite you, even though you have not confessed your faith.
如果你喜欢盼望有这种神的爱。
If you like to have this kind of love, if you long for this kind of love,
我邀请你来进到神的家里面。
I invite you to enter this household of God.
你要先接受主耶稣，你就能够进到这个神的家。
If you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you can enter His family.
不 不要再做客人，不要再做客旅，在门外徘徊。
You will no longer be a stranger or an alien that is just wandering outside of the family.
愿你早一日成为神家里面的人。
May you become a member of this family soon.
最后我们来唱回应的诗歌，就是刚刚永丽跟诗琴带我们唱的最后一首《活石》。
Let us sing the response. We ask Yongli and Sichin to come and lead us to sing the response hymn. That was the last one that they sang.
唱完歌以后，我再祝祷。